The eyes of the world are in Pakistan this week because that's where Osama bin Laden was found and that's where he was killed. And there's a couple questions floating around if you're watching Pakistani headlines in their newspapers and on their television news. How could Osama bin Laden hide in plain sight there north of the capital, and why didn't the Pakistani military know? Joining us now from right outside that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, is Aleem Maqbool with our partner, the BBC. Aleem, this seems to be obsessing the people of Pakistan right now, these two basic questions. What are they saying?
Yeah, that's right, Celeste. I should say there's one more question which is obsessing people here, and a lot of people here, you might be able to hear some milling around, but they're coming. It's become sort of a tourist attraction around this area. You can now get ice cream, by the way, outside the Osama bin Laden compound. But the other basic question is, was he really there? A lot of people believe conspiracy theories, and they want to see some evidence. They want to see that photograph, but we're now being told by the White House the photograph won't be released. But yes, you're right about how this operation could have taken place without the knowledge of the Pakistani authorities. And actually, there's a sense of embarrassment, and considerable sense of embarrassment here, that it wasn't Pakistani forces that found Osama bin Laden, that killed Osama bin Laden, but it was the Americans. And, you know, people are looking at their own government as being particularly weak, and they're pretty angry about it.
Well, let me play you this clip from Dr. Tariq Aziz when you spoke to him, and he also is skeptical about the fact that the Pakistanis didn't know.
There were door-to-door searches, yes, and I don't think that they would have missed this, especially because of the way that this compound and the building, it was very conspicuous, and I don't think that such a person, if he was living there, he would have been missed.
So how is that, those particular doubts playing out among the Pakistani people? Do they seem to think that that their government or their military knew?
I mean, that's a feeling. He talked about the way this building looked like, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures by now, but right in front of me I can see, I mean, huge walls all the way around it, barbed wire running all the way around this compound, and then a large three-story building inside. Very unlike what I can see across the fields, lots of big villas. They do have perimeter walls, but nothing like this. And it is so close to military compounds. There is a military academy around a kilometre away. There's an intelligence agency's office here in Abbottabad, a very safe place, a very secure place, but a very sensitive place because of these military installations. So a lot of people are saying, if he was here, there really is no way that the Pakistanis wouldn't have known. And, you know, that makes people very uneasy about the future, because here in Pakistan, it's become a country which has become so reliant on the United States for financial aid, civilian aid, military aid. And so if these two countries can't trust each other, what does that mean for their future?
You know, it's curious, Aleem Maqbool, and you've been assessing the consensus from a variety of places there in Pakistan. And I know one of your colleagues was interviewing representatives from Al-Qaeda. It's strange to me that Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan seems to absolutely believe that Osama bin Laden is dead. But people in the neighborhood in Abbottabad are very, very much more uneasy and want proof. That's an interesting divide.
Yeah, and it's not just Al-Qaeda. You know, we've had the Pakistani authorities come out very categorically. We've had the Taliban come out very categorically, saying they're now going to take revenge for the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Qaeda, according to lots of sources, are now talking about appointing their successor. And yet people want to see proof. They, you know, they do believe the conspiracy theories, a lot of people. But I think, in a sense, they don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that the Al-Qaeda leader was living amongst them, that they didn't know about it, that their government didn't know about it. It's not something you want to admit. It's not something you want to be proud of. So that is the sense I'm getting, that some of them inside do believe he was killed here, but they still want to see that proof.
We're speaking with Aleem Maqbool from our partner, the BBC. He is standing just outside the compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, where U.S. Navy SEALs found and killed Osama bin Laden. And Aleem, I'm wondering how this changes the perception of Pakistan's military among their own people. We're talking about a military that was very often referred to as the elite in Pakistan. They were one of the most trusted organizations there among the people. Does this make people begin to doubt the military?
You know, the relationship between the military and the people here is a difficult one. You know, they've gone through a lot of military dictatorships here in Pakistan, so there's not always the trust in the army. But on the other hand, Pakistanis are somewhat proud of the capabilities of their army. That's why this incident, where it wasn't them who found out what happened, it wasn't them that captured bin Laden, it was the Americans. That's upset people. That's made them feel somewhat humiliated that this organization that they were proud of couldn't do this. And in fact, the Americans, you believe everything we're told, managed to get here from the Afghan border quite some distance under the radar of the Pakistani military. That's something, as I say, that has embarrassed people here.
Finally, Ali Makbul, this chapter of Osama bin Laden really adds to the curious folklore of this Abbottabad town, named for a British officer who is a really bad poet. There's also this Ashoka leader associated with the town. This is another chapter.
Yeah, it is. And I have to say, when the news broke, I mean, it was all for all of us based here, we always knew it was a possibility that he could be found in Pakistan. But it is astonishing that it's unfolded here. I mean, it is set in beautiful green hills. It is very affluent. There are huge villas all around. A lot of the retired military officers come here and settle down here. Very sleepy, very peaceful. And so extraordinary that we're standing here and talking about this. But, you know, people here, they are, in a sense, getting used to this fact. They're having to digest new details every day. But they're also very uneasy about what this means for the future. Because if the militants, and remember there are tens of thousands potentially still in Pakistan, want to take revenge, they could take revenge right here. They could take revenge on the streets and towns and cities across Pakistan. And so people here, while they are intrigued about all of this, they're also very, very uneasy.
Before we go, Ali Makbul, do you feel like you need to see the photos?
Do I need to see them? I mean, I think any journalist, people are intrigued about it. But no, I mean, the way that the authorities here and, of course, the White House has been so categorical about what's happened, I think most people believe the account that's been given. But, you know, this is a place where some people, you know, it's even in the States and around the world, some people still have conspiracy theories about 9/11. So there are some people who will never be pleased. Even if they see that picture, they'll still want to believe some kind of theory.
Top-selling ice cream there at the site, Alim?
You know, I wouldn't touch any of that ice cream if I'm honest with you.
That was probably
smart. Outside. Yeah, it's 40 degrees outside, so goodness knows how many
always smart. Ali Makbul with our partner, the BBC, brilliant. Joining us from outside the compound where Osama bin Laden was found in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
A sleepy community of officers there. Listener Fritz emails us part of this conversation. How could Pakistan not know? Let's go back a decade. How could the U.S. not know that the 9/11 terrorists were living in Laurel, Maryland? Great point. I'm John Huckenberry. You know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.